The Nick Handley Show.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
I do.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
I really want to have fun. I'm just saying I want to have some fun.
AM 590, ESPN Omaha.
I want it all. I want it all.
Night.
I want it all.
4 o'clock hour. Going to be talking Lee Sterling Paramount Sports. Sports wagering conversation this weekend. That's happening. Also going to be giving you our picks for the weekend. And also a new little fun segment. We'll be playing a game called Chance No Chance. We'll explain that to you here in a little bit. What's your phone calls? 402-573-0590. Still curious on the question of the day, if you were dating this 2019 Nebraska football team, would you have broken up with them? Or are you still committed to this thing? Committed to the relationship. You see enough things there that you can work with. Hit me up on Twitter at NickESPN590. TJ, here's something you may or may not have known. And quite frankly, I guess I didn't care because I feel like there is no way, no shot at all that this could happen. And that is the fact that the Nebraska football team is still technically alive to win the Big Ten West. Yes, this is actually true. Nebraska technically is alive to win the Big Ten West. No, it's true. I'm serious. It is actually true.
What?
Here's the scenarios, though. It's a very odd set of circumstances, unlikely circumstances that would have to take place. Okay, here's scenario number one. And again, credit to the Omaha World Herald because they broke this thing down. Illinois defeats Iowa and goes 1-1 against Northwestern and Michigan State to finish 5-4 in the conference. Iowa defeats Wisconsin and Minnesota. Well, by the way, I should probably state this. Nebraska has to go 3-0. All right, so for all of these things to work out, Nebraska has to go 3-0. I know. It's far-fetched, but okay. So Illinois, they defeat Iowa. They go 1-1 against Northwestern and Michigan State to finish 5-4 in the conference. Iowa would have to defeat Wisconsin tomorrow and Minnesota and then lose to Nebraska and Illinois to finish 5-4. Minnesota loses all of its remaining games, Penn State, Iowa, Northwestern, Wisconsin, to finish 5-4. Wisconsin defeats Minnesota and Purdue, loses to Iowa and Nebraska to finish 5-4. So then you would have all of these teams in the Big Ten at 5-4. Those results would force a five-way tie in the Big Ten West. And according to the Big Ten, the first tiebreaker would be comparing the winning percentage of the tied teams against each other in this case. Illinois, Minnesota, and Iowa would be 2-2, while Wisconsin would be 1-3. Nebraska would be 3-1, thus earning the trip to Lucas Oil Stadium. Sounds okay, right? Sounds doable, does it not?
No way.
Yeah. How about this? I got another scenario for you. Scenario two, Illinois defeats Michigan State and Northwestern, loses to Iowa to finish 5-4. By the way, you should probably be jotting this stuff down. Iowa defeats Minnesota and Illinois, loses to Nebraska and Wisconsin to finish 5-4. Minnesota loses all of its remaining games to finish 5-4. Nebraska wins all of its remaining games to finish 5-4. Wisconsin defeats Iowa and Minnesota and loses to Nebraska and Purdue to finish 5-4. In this case, we have, again, another five-way tie atop the Big Ten. And against fellow tied teams, Illinois is 1-3, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are 2-2, and Nebraska is 3-1. But wait, there's another scenario. It's not just two. There's a third one.
What?
All right, you ready for this? We got a third one here.
I know it. I totally know it.
All right. I'm sorry we're even talking about this. I really am. Illinois defeats Iowa, loses to Northwestern and Michigan State to finish 4-5. Iowa defeats Minnesota and Wisconsin, loses to Illinois and Nebraska to finish 5-4. Minnesota loses all of its remaining games to finish 5-4. Nebraska wins all of its remaining games to finish 5-4. Wisconsin defeats Minnesota and Purdue, loses to Iowa and Nebraska, finishes 5-4. So Minnesota and Wisconsin would be 1-2 against tied teams, while Iowa and Nebraska would be 2-1, and the Huskers would have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Hawkeyes. And that, my friends, is how Nebraska gets to Lucas Oil Stadium. You don't have to wait till 2020 or 2021. It happens this year, and that's how it goes down.
Check this out.
Yeah. How about that? Again, what's the common denominator, though? Nebraska has to win out. Minnesota has to lose out. If that were to happen, then all kinds of crazy things would really get involved in that.
All right!
So we'll see. Chaz out in Lincoln. Chaz, how's your relationship status with Nebraska?
Well, it's good, but I have one thing real quick. Okay. The last 5 minutes, I love the show.
Thank
you.
The
last 5 minutes, I think, was the most waste of time I've had in the last foreseeable past. And I went to the DMV recently, so that tells you that. And on top of that, even if any of those things were possible, I wouldn't want them to happen. Like, why would you? It's like standing on a train, knowing a train is coming at you. Why would you want that? You don't. That's not something you would want. I mean, we would get pounded there. So I don't even want to play the game because I already know what's going to happen.
I'm just telling you, it's a bye week. We're just trying to create some optimism. I feel like this week has been very gloomy. So I'm just trying to say there technically, mathematically is still a chance.
True. So, relationship wise,
yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, as far as Husker football even goes, I've given up on that. Like, I think the Purdue game was the last straw of like, okay, yep, ready for basketball season. Let's just pack this one away. Like, I don't even really. I'm kind of still undecided on even if I make it to a bowl game.
Are you on a break? Are you on a break? Or are you breaking up with them?
Ooh. That's a good question. I would say broken up.
You're gonna let Nebraska see other people, and then hopefully they'll come back if it's meant to be.
Yeah, we could get back together, and if we're honest, anybody worthwhile is not gonna want to see them either.
Yeah.
So if they get into another relationship, it's gonna be somebody like far less than me. So there's a good chance I just one call and they're coming back to me. If they start turning this around. One question for you.
Yeah.
Have you heard the rumors about Capri Davis and Adrian Martinez?
I have. She tweeted something out dispelling any of those rumors. And that's I really want to get into. But, yes, we've heard that. I know a lot of people have. All I can go off of is what she said on Twitter, and she basically said, no, that's true.
Yeah, well, Antonio Brown also said he wasn't trying to leave the Oakland Raiders, and we know that's not true.
Oh, boy, Chaz. I know. There's theories out there. I hear you.
I hope it's true because, this is the only thing I can think of. Like, well, man, maybe he'll start playing harder because maybe he's got a kid on the way. Geez. Maybe he needs to get that pro contract. Like, maybe this will light some fires.
Oh, Chaz. Appreciate the call, brother. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, man.
Dad.
I'm not. Hey, there are rumors out there. They were dispelled by Capri Davis. That's all I know of. Okay. I don't even know where these things came from. I don't live in Lincoln. I don't hear the old gossip mill out there in Lincoln. I don't know what's going on, but appreciate that, Chess. See, we tried so hard not even to talk about that. Again, I mean, that's a big deal there. So, anywho. All right, we're going to get to Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, get his thoughts on some of the weekend wagering Well, just your weekend wagering in general, a lot of college football games. We know Nebraska won't be on there because of the bye week. We'll get his thoughts on some of the other big games and even an NFL game or two.
Husker fans, make it part of your routine. Every weeknight, get the latest on the Huskers with Greg Sharp and the entire Husker Sports Network crew. Sports Nightly, weeknights at 6 on Husker Radio. AM 590, ESPN Omaha.
Let's make some money. Do that thing. Time to talk to our guy out in Florida, which just sounds like a really nice place to be right now, Mr. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, what's the temperature out there?
Do you want to feel good or do you want to feel
well, bad? I have a feeling you're going to make me feel bad, so just this way it could be a state of mind for me. I could put myself mentally in Florida right now.
Okay. 82 degrees and balmy.
Yeah, balmy, 82. We're right now rocking like a balmy 38. I think.
I heard it's bad. I mean, there's some places in the South, it's even colder, like Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, so. You know what? There's still green grass. All right. We don't have snow.
Okay.
So
not much longer, though, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So when you sent me your games, I noticed you didn't have Nebraska versus the bye week. And what are the odds for Nebraska?
I would be favored by 3 points.
They have been a tough one to figure this week, and last week was.
It was. I had a friend of mine who played for Air Force, and the year that he got there, I think they were like 2-9. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget this. This is before. This is 1980. This is before. We had cell phones, and I'll never forget. He called my dorm room. And he goes, "It's so bad." When I walked into the cafeteria, some guy looked at me and goes, "Beat open."
That's not good.
Yeah, huh? I tell you, beat Notre Dame, yeah. Beat the Irish, yeah. Beat open.
Beat
wow.
Beat open week.
But things did turn around. They ended up, he was on a team the first 2 years, part of the team first 2 years that beat Notre Dame 3 years in a row. So better days ahead. Got to look on the positive side.
And
right?
To be a part of the turnaround.
Right.
Like, that's awesome. I mean, and yeah. I think that's a big recruiting hook right now for a lot of kids out here. So we'll see. See how that goes. You know what? Tomorrow is going to be a fantastic college football day, and we got some good ones to talk about. I'm going to start out with, and I'm glad you have this one on your list, because I know that since TCU is 4-4 and Baylor's undefeated, if you're not paying attention, you could say, oh, gosh, I mean, Baylor's only a 2.5-point favorite or 2-point favorite in this one. Gosh, it's easy money. But TCU at home, I don't know if people are believing in Baylor. The number is low, but how do you see this one?
Well, here's the problem. I think it's Baylor or not play the game at all. Mm-hmm. The problem is for TCU, they've got a quarterback, Max Duggan, a true freshman, 4 interceptions in the last 2 games, and he's maybe 75-80%. He's going to try to give it a go. So you're figuring, oh, okay, well, maybe you go to the backup or the third stringer. Both those guys hit the transfer portal here the last week, 10 days. So big problem here. And whenever TCU is good, you can always look at turnover ratio, and they're like in top 10, top 15. When things are bad, like this year, number 102 in the country out of 130 teams. Now, Baylor last week, when they played West Virginia, the first 4 possessions, they played scared. I thought the play calling was horrendous. They weren't aggressive. They only had 1 first down the first 4 possessions. And they came out, they squeaked out a 17-14 win. They got to be aggressive here. Charlie Brewer, the game last year against TCU, had his worst game, 14-29 with an interception. That 16-9 loss. In fact, Matt Rhule has not beaten TCU in the 3 games he's gone against them. I think he gets it done here. I like Baylor. They stay unbeaten 1 more week, 24-20.
All right. So Bama hosting LSU. This is the game. A 6-point favorite is Bama at home. All right. Let's get down to it. How do you see it?
Well, when I first looked at this game, I'm thinking LSU. Played the better competition. Right now, better quarterback, in my opinion, Joe Burrow. I mean, he's hitting a mind-numbing 79% of his passes for 30 touchdowns. The problem is I think this game's going to come down to explosive plays, and I think Alabama's receivers are the difference here. I think you got 3 guys that are going to be playing at the next level for a long time here. Also, turnover ratio. Bama, number 2 in turnover margin in the country. And if you give Nick Saban 2 weeks, he's going to come up with a game plan. He might show a different look, like a 2-4-5 defense, different parts of the game. I just think he's a much better coach than Ed Ogeron. I like Alabama to win and cover. They pull away late, 37-27.
All right, another Big Ten clash tomorrow afternoon out in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, hosting the Iowa-Wisconsin game. And I see the Badgers, both teams coming off a bye week. Badgers are a 9-point favorite.
Would you agree that these two teams, except for the running back, are almost similar teams?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
I mean, not pretty. You can probably go get a coffee and get a nice pastry and miss a couple series. You're not going to miss much. But actually, I think outside of the running back position, I think that Iowa has the better personnel. Now, they haven't played up to it yet, but you know, this might be the game here. I think they have the better defense, allowing just 3.1 yards per carry. I think the line's a little elevated. I think Wisconsin wins the game 23-20, but I'll take Iowa in the 9 here.
Okay. Penn State, Minnesota, 11 a.m. tomorrow here, Central Time. And two unbeatens also coming off bye weeks.
Yeah, and remember this when they play. It's not who's the best team. It's not who's going to win 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7. It's one game. And I think home field advantage, very important here. You've got a team in Minnesota has not been tested, but they run like the same 15 or 20 plays. They just run them out of this different formation and do it extremely well. Now, here's where Penn State, they've got to win the turnover battle here. Because Minnesota, the reason they're winning, 2 or more takeaways from their defense in 6 of the 8 games they played in. And I was riding Penn State for a while, but in the last 3 games, that offense has kind of stalled a little bit, gaining just 293 yards per game. So I just think Minnesota's efficient. I like their quarterback, Tanner Morgan. I think they have a real smart head coach. I think the crowd is going to be whipped into a frenzy, and I'm going to call for the upset. Wrong team's favorite. Minnesota somehow comes out with a win and stays unbeaten another week. Golden Gophers 24, Nittany Lions 23.
I like it. I like it. All right, let's go to the NFL, and it looks like this number has gone up as we learn Patrick Mahomes is expected to play against Tennessee. It started out at Kansas City -3 against Tennessee. Last I saw, moved up to -6.
Right. And here's why I can't back Tennessee. And normally you like a home underdog getting almost a touchdown. This is a team in November. They have just not played well. 5-14-1 the last 20 games in November. They get off to decent starts, and this is where they usually falter. Kicking game's an issue. Ryan Succop missed all 3 of his field goals after coming back from an injury last week. And they're playing the worst run defense in the NFL last week in the Carolina Panthers. What do? They only give the ball to Derrick Henry twice in the first down. Just not a smart team. I think Patrick Mahomes comes back and hits on some big plays here. Give me the Chiefs, 30-20.
All right, game of the week, college football, staying in the Big Ten. Michigan State, a decently big number with all of a sudden a surging Illinois team. They are a 15-point favorite against the Fighting Illini. I know this is a part of your game of the week. And I also want to remember, I know you guys are coming off of 2 consecutive winning weeks for your clients, and you guys are also doing something with a big play as well, correct?
Yeah, so we're going to look to stay on a roll here. Actually went 2-1 to start off the week last night. We normally don't get many of these Thursday Friday games, but I think it's maybe the first time I've ever played all 3 games in college football in the NFL on a Thursday. Just had some strong opinions and almost pulled out a perfect 3-0, a couple points away. So if they want to get involved, how about this? We'll give them the game Michigan State and Illinois for free. Got a strong opinion on that game. And also, I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. Found a game where a team is getting at least a field goal. I think they're going to win this game easy outright. It's my college football underdog shocker. It's a 50-unit rated play, our biggest play of the year. So if you've been waiting in the wings, you know, I've been listening to the show, watching to us win more times than we lose, and thinking maybe it's the right time, this is it. This is the biggest weekend we'll have all season long. You want to hop on board now, you can purchase the game individually, $197. Or how about this? 4 weeks of my executive phone service. If you use coupon code SAVE200, just $397. That'll take you through Monday, December 2nd. We got games every night of the week now with the MAC starting up on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So 2 ways to win, ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us here. Lee, you have yourself a fantastic week. Good luck to you.
Okay, see you. Take care.
82 degrees and balmy out there. Come on. All right, TJ, it's not part of my picks. The closer I get, I want to take Minnesota. I do. Like, they don't have to win. They can cover this thing.
I know. I was reading up Bill Connolly, who we had on a week or two ago. He was having some advanced stats on that game. And so the toughest team Minnesota has played is Nebraska.
I know.
The best defense they've played is Illinois.
But they've been improving.
And they've had this weird quirk. They haven't had to face an entire starting quarterback for an entire game since week two.
That's kind of weird.
They've kind of gotten lucky where they've had to play backups or even third strings. Yeah. Man. I'm a big PJ Fleck guy. Rode the boat, baby. I hope they win, but it's a stay away for me. I think Penn State's just so much more talented.
It's not part of my picks, but I think they can cover. I do. Speaking of our picks, we are going to do that next after a local sports center here on AM 590.
Your eyes look up to the skies and see.
Now, this is another one you got to let go for a while. You just got to let it kick into it. I can't wait till the part where they're headbanging, where the thing really takes off. But this is a great song, man. You know this song, right, TJ?
Yes, I know.
Okay, I was worried. You kind of had a lost look on your face. Like, wait, what's he talking about?
No, I know this song.
Anybody who's seen Wayne's World knows this song. It's like one of the great scenes of any movie of all time when they're in the Mirthmobile. And they've got the red rope licorice on the ceiling of the car, too. And they're headbanging on their way to go see Tia Carrere. How about that? Yeah. Okay. Did I hear this correctly? Did we tie again last week?
Yes, I believe the 7 out of 9 weeks, Nick Hanley, you and I have had the exact same record. We both went 3-3 this past week.
Hey, at least we're 500, right?
Yep.
Good Lord.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
It is, and neither one of us on the year is 500. Like, if I could be 500, like, for my yearly total, I'd be happy about that. I'm what, four under?
You're 500.
500.
24, okay. 29, and 1. Okay. I am 22, 31, and 1.
Okay. Could this be the week that there's some separation? Now, yeah,
I'm
leading the total, but I feel like I'm letting you hang around. Hanging
yeah,
around.
I haven't been able to take advantage.
Hanging around.
That's for sure.
Well, Teddy KGB. That's what I'm doing. Like, you got to take advantage.
I know, and yeah. I haven't been able to. I'm doing great in my other season pool. I'm 37-23, 14 games of above 500.
Yeah.
I just can't get the right ones out on air.
TJ, I can only set you up in good field position for so long.
I know.
Before I'm just going to start taking off.
That's why I think there is going to be separation this week, Nick Hanley.
All right, you're confident. Okay.
Well, it could be bad for me, too.
Oh,
I'm just saying either way.
You think I'm going 6-0?
No, well, I'm just saying either way.
That makes sense because it's probably going to happen. All right, so I went first last week. Why don't you go ahead and
I actually think I went first last week to shake it up because we keep having the same record.
Okay, well, I'll go first then. I actually did these well in advance. So watch, I'll go 0-6. All right, here's what I got for college football. I am looking at the ACC combing through that whole mess. I did not realize how truly bad Georgia Tech is. Like, they're not good. And Virginia, they're coming off of a tough one. They're 16-point favorite. Virginia at least has a pulse. So, this is a big number. But I think this is another one where I feel like Vegas is begging you to take Georgia Tech because these aren't two great teams. But Virginia is not bad. Georgia Tech is pretty bad. Vegas wants you to take Georgia Tech and the points. I'm not biting. I'm going to take Virginia, the big number, laying 16 against Georgia Tech. All right, going to the Big Ten. Michigan State, Illinois. The Fighting Illini are 14.5-point underdog. No, I do not think they win this football game. But I think this is a confident Illinois football team. I think all of a sudden they've got a little mojo going. Michigan State, defensively, we know they're tough, but hey, I just saw Illinois get a lot of big plays against another very good defensive team in Wisconsin. I'm going to take Illinois in the points against Michigan State. Illinois plus 14.5 against Michigan State. To the SEC I go next. Mizzou, they are all of a sudden on a downward spiral. Georgia needs to be impressive. Another big number. I still believe that Georgia is a very talented football team. Missouri's not bad either. But I think Georgia understands they got to get things going here. Had a nice, solid win last week against Florida. I think that carries over. They take care of business against Missouri. Give me Georgia laying 16.5 against the Missouri Tigers. To the NFL we go in a game that Mr. Lee Sterling talked about. Originally, he had it at 3. We saw it at 3. Pat Mahomes is starting. It is now a 6-point spread. I don't really care. I think Tennessee is a very unreliable team. I think Kansas City, with Pat Mahomes back, hey, they look good against Minnesota, against a good defense with Matt Moore. I think they are going to be so excited to have their guy back. Give me Kansas City laying 6 against Tennessee. The L.A. Rams going to Heinz Field, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said earlier in the week, with the AFC as wide open as it is, do not sleep on the Steelers. This team, if you look at them by the numbers, is still a very functioning football team. Despite the injuries and the mess they had at quarterback with those injuries, they are starting to play with confidence. I think the Rams are a fraud this year. I truly do. And the Rams going to Heinz Field, I'm going to take the Steelers in the upset. Give me Pittsburgh and the 3.5 points against the LA Rams. My final game in the NFL, it is going to, if I could take the over, I just would and call it good. Tampa Bay taking on Arizona. Tampa Bay could score on anybody. They're not stopping a lot of people. Arizona has got a lot of offense. We know that wide-open Cliff Kingsbury offense, and you know, really seeing Kyler Murray start to kind of get a good feel of the NFL. Unfortunately, remember when Arizona used to have that great defense? They don't anymore. In a shootout, Tampa Bay, I'll take laying 4.5 points against Arizona, because I just don't think the Cardinals can stop anybody right now. Oh, and there'll be some pick sixes in this game, probably thrown by Jameis Winston, but Tampa Bay laying 4.5 against Arizona. So, college football, I got Virginia laying 16 against Georgia Tech, Illinois getting 14.5 against Michigan State, Georgia laying 16.5 against Missouri, and the NFL, I got Kansas City laying 6 against Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and the 3.5 points against the LA Rams, Tampa Bay laying 4.5 against Arizona. TJ, we got.
All right, so we got one similar, one where we're going head-to-head.
Okay.
One similar in college football, Illinois plus 14.5. I'm with you. I think I saw it open like around 15.5. I just think Illinois is playing really well. And who can you really trust that Michigan State offense? I can't.
No, and I think Illinois has seen a good defense in Wisconsin.
That's right. So give me the fighting Lovie Smith, that awesome beard, Illinois plus 14.5. Next one, I thought about taking Baylor. I started to step away from that one. Still might take in my other picks. But I'm going K-State plus 7.5 against Texas. Mm. I feel like the wrong team is favored here. I mean, K-State's the one with the better record. They're the ones ranked. Texas, I know they need this win, because if they don't, they're going to be 500. But I think K-State is just playing well after the Oklahoma game. Then they went and handled business against Kansas. I like K-State in this one, plus 7.5 on the road against Texas. And then I'm going to the ACC as well, but I'm going with the primetime game, Clemson, laying 32.5.
That marquee matchup.
Against NC State. To me, this is a perfect example where Dabo Sweeney's going to say, hey, look, they don't believe you, the College Football Playoff Committee. We need to go out there and lay some points down. Plus, Clemson has played in their conference games. They have scored 263 points conference games. Mm-hmm. NC State's just scored 63. That's 200 plus. Give me Clemson, laying 32.5. To the NFL, the Cowboys, Sunday night. Taking on the Minnesota Vikings, I'm going to take the Cowboys laying 3.5. Kirk Cousins has been notoriously bad in primetime games, yes. National TV games. No Adam Thielen, his number one reliable wide receiver. I like the Cowboys because they also know they need to win this game to keep pace in the NFC East. And just if they want to have a chance at the NFC wildcard, they need this game. So giving the Cowboys laying 3 against the Vikings. I'm going back to this well. The Dolphins getting 11.5 against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts, Jacoby Brissett, game time decision. We'll see if he'll play or not. And here's the funny thing about the Colts.
They got Brian Hoyer, though, baby.
They do. And he threw a pick six last week.
He did.
That cost me. The Colts, every single game they've been in, win or lose, have all been by a touchdown. So how about that? Yeah. And all of a sudden, they got to beat the Dolphins by 12 or more? I don't see it. So give me the Dolphins plus 11.5. And then the head-to-head one we're going to, you like the Steelers. Well, I like the Rams laying 3.5 on the road at Heinz Field. The Steelers got lucky again last week, beating the Colts. Jacoby Brissett got lost in the first quarter. Adam Vinatieri missed a PAT and a field goal that easily would help me cover against the Steelers. I think the Steelers are good at beating the bad teams, but when they have to play good teams, not so much. So give me the Rams laying 3.5 on the road.
You have it at 3, I have it at 4. Is it 3?
You said Steelers plus 3.5.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. My bad. That's true. You're right.
So college football, I got K-State plus 7.5, Illinois plus 14.5, Clemson lane 32.5. In the NFL, I got the Cowboys lane 3, Dolphins plus 11.5, and the Rams lane 3.5.
That's our weekend pick six, sure to go wrong again. Do not write these down. Do not put them with your bookie or to now your legalized sports book across the river. Just don't do that because we're not very good at what we do, but we like to do it anyway.
Wow.
This is how it is. We're
getting there. Speak for yourself. I'm 37-23 in my other league.
Oh, yeah, and the one that just happens to exist elsewhere.
Yeah.
Did you take the 16 over the 1 seed in the NCAA tournament, too?
Oh, come on,
man.
You
know, the bracket
that I
can't
see? Don't do me like that. I'll show you the results here.
I got every upset picked. I'm telling you, let me see your bracket. Oh, I don't have it on me. It's in my other car. I'll go get it.
I'll show you my phone during the break here.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good. All right, going to do a fun little segment coming up next called Chance, No Chance. We'll explain what exactly that is. Also coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Bill Bender of Sporting News covering college football. Get his thoughts on all of the happenings, including the Chase Young news, too. All that is still to come here on AM 590. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man. Hey, don't forget to log on to the MVP Club page at AM590ESPNRadio.com for your chance to win $4,000 cash for Thanksgiving. Throw a huge celebration, score the best Black Friday deals, or get a head start on holiday gifts. Brought to you by Westfield Plastic Surgery Center, bringing out the best possible version of you. We will rock you. It's a Queen theme music Friday is what we got going on. All right, it's time to play a little fun game here.
We got some breaking
it's
news,
called
though.
Chance, No Chance.
I'm going to interrupt you quick for some breaking news.
Breaking news! Oh, okay, what we got?
Woj bomb. The NCAA has ruled Memphis forward center James Wiseman, the possible number one overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft, ineligible, his lawyer said in Memphis.
The NCAA's been busy today. Saying, Chase Young, no soup for you. And now this?
Yeah, that's disappointing. I just wanted to see James Wiseman play.
Man, if you're Kansas, are you like, they're all of a sudden starting to work fast on things. What's happening here? Okay, that's a Woj bomb for you right there. All right, it's time to play Chance, No Chance. TJ is going to come up with some scenarios. He's going to ask me if I think it's got a shot or not. If it's got a chance of happening or no chance of happening. Everything from sports, we'll get into all kinds of crazy things. And then, of course, just because, you know, TJ is a very important member of this broadcast and this show, I'm just going to ask him again, too. So, TJ, what do we got?
All right, Nick. First one here. Chance, no chance. The Bengals win 3 games this season.
That is a great question.
Because on the rest of their schedule.
Give me their schedule.
They still have the Browns twice, the Dolphins, and the Jets. Raiders, Ravens, Steelers, Patriots.
All right, I'm going to say chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, look, the Bengals, and I know that they've decided to go away from the old Red Rocket. Is it the Red Rocket or the Red Rifle? I can't remember what they call them.
Heat Miser.
But yeah, we know them as Heat Miser. But now that Andy Dalton is no longer part of their future quarterback plans, they're trying to sort of get the offense going under a different guy. And I just feel like with the schedule that they have, this is a team that has been close in certain areas. I like that schedule that they have in front of them. I think it would be such a Browns thing for them to get swept by the Bengals. But, yeah, so I'll say 3 games. Yeah, they could do it. I think there's a chance for sure. What about you?
I'm going to say no.
No, Lloyd.
What? No? None?
I think the Dolphins, they're playing better now. The Browns eventually pick up scenes. Maybe they could win one against the Jets, maybe one against the Browns. Ryan Finley, I have no confidence in.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we couldn't even remember where he played college football at.
He wasn't the start at Arkansas, though.
No.
That was the other Allen.
They should want to lose. They should try to get a draft pick. I'm going to say no.
Okay,
next one. Chance, no chance. Antonio Brown has more than one reception next season.
Chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I think his... The bigger question is, will he be, this sounds bad, but is he going to be in an institution or something? Like, I feel like if he can learn between now and the offseason, even in the offseason, if he can just learn to sort of filter his thoughts via social media. There are still plenty of teams out there that could use his playmaking ability, and he's got a lot of proving to do. There's always a team that will take a shot on a guy like that. Now, a lot of this also depends on how that investigation goes, which we may know more about this in the coming weeks because he's supposed to meet with the NFL this upcoming Thursday. So what kind of a suspension is going to come with Antonio Brown? That's also going to be a big part of this. But I do feel like there is at least a handful of teams that are keeping an eye on this thing and trying to see if he is going to be available at some point next year. So I don't think he'll waste any time as soon as he is cleared. So, yeah, I will say he gets at least one. What say you?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
No chance. All right. I think GMs are going to realize just he's too much of a headache. Who knows? This civil suit could not be the only thing. There could be other things in his past that might creep up on him.
Feel like they're lining up.
This is just feeling like Chad Ochocinco again, where it just felt like his last chance was with the Dolphins. It felt like Antonio Brown's last chance was with the Patriots. I think his time has run out. All right, Nick Hanley, chance, no chance. A non-quarterback wins the Heisman Trophy this year.
No chance.
No, Lloyd.
No chance. This has become a quarterback award. I think there are at least a handful of guys, I should say a handful, but at least two that are going to be in a big spot tomorrow, head-to-head tomorrow between Tagovailoa and Burrows. But also, you know, you look at, we're talking about Jalen Hurts. I know there are even some skilled guys out there. Chase Young, you can close the door on him. Not that that was realistic anyway, but this has just become a quarterback award. And as long as there is a guy that is on a prominent team with a chance of a national championship opportunity, and you're going to get one of those after tomorrow's game between Alabama and LSU, it's a quarterback award. So, yeah, no chance this goes to anybody but a quarterback.
That sounds good.
I agree with you. There is no chance that a non-quarterback doesn't win. I mean, I think we're all educated more and realize, like, yeah, Chase Young is really good, but if they didn't give it to Ndamukong Suh, I don't think they're going to give it Chase Young. Plus, now there's a chance where he's going to miss multiple games. I'm with you. All right, chance, no chance. Deion Sanders actually becomes the Florida State head football coach.
Oh, my gosh. I want to say no chance so bad because I cannot believe. Remember Fremont Fred's tweet yesterday?
No.
He mentioned all these different things that Florida State needed to go through. And then they would somehow wind up hiring Deion Sanders. And I laughed so hard about it. But then to actually hear that Florida State is interested, some of the wacky things that every now and then surface in college football, I don't think it's a likely chance. But if you're just asking me chance, no chance, TJ, I can't believe I'm saying this. There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And I am right there with you. I think it would be absolutely crazy, but I think it would be entertaining. But, man, I mean, what's his experience, right? A high school offensive coordinator, I think, or maybe he was – I don't think he was a head coach at the high school he was at, but
– I mean, wouldn't you say, like, Trent Dilfer is more like
– Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's
actually
more
coaching
qualified.
Right now.
Yeah, he's coached and all. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, that'd be great. Okay, and our last one here, Nick. So you brought up the hypothetical that Nebraska still has a chance to win the Big Ten West.
Yeah, they do.
I was looking at the numbers, too, and a team that has more conference wins than Nebraska, chance, no chance, Illinois wins the Big Ten West.
No chance.
No, Lloyd.
I don't know, man. Penn State's Minnesota's got tougher competition.
No.
If Wisconsin beats Iowa, or Iowa beats Wisconsin beats Iowa, then Illinois beats Iowa. They already beat Wisconsin.
I'm saying no chance. Like, I like what Illinois is doing. I like that they're, you know, playing with some confidence. I think they still lose tomorrow, but I think they cover. Yeah, it's not going to happen. No chance. Get to six wins. Enjoy your bowl game. Lovey's going to get an extension. No chance.
Yeah, I think the saving grace is that Minnesota still has Northwestern on the schedule.
Yeah.
And they can at least get to seven wins.
Yeah.
They'd have conference.
They'd have to lose out. All right. All right, that's chance, no chance. We'll be doing this every Friday. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, we are going to be talking more college football. Bill Bender of the Sporting News. I want to get his thoughts on Chase Young, how that affects this Ohio State team, because I think a lot of us are looking at that as, well, they play Maryland and Rutgers. Okay, but do we know for a fact that Chase Young is just going to miss one or two games? This thing extends at all? that could be very problematic for the Buckeyes. So we'll get his thoughts on that. Also, the marquee matchups tomorrow, including LSU-Alabama. Yeah, all of that. But coming up, we will get into some NFL. We'll also talk some Husker football again. If you're dating Nebraska, are you sticking with them? Have you dumped them by now? Are you taking a break? We'll get to some of your tweets and calls, 402-573-0590.